This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This is a tough flu season, and you're seeing it in the number of hospitalizations, according to CDC data. Researchers say it's a nasty strain of the virus this year. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Flu-related hospitalizations are at least double what they were in the winter of 2014, one of the roughest flu seasons recently. One factor, this year's flu shot may be less effective against the dominant flu strain out there. The CDC's Matthew Biggerstaff says scientists are still learning what drives the severity of a flu season.
Whether this is something with underlying population immunity, or is there some sort of factor with the weather? To me, there's not been a smoking gun.
What's clearer is cost. Biggerstaff estimates hospitals will provide $7 billion in flu-related care, assuming costs mirror previous research. Financially, this isn't great for hospitals, says Fred Bentley with the consulting firm Avalere.
Just from a purely economic standpoint, it is patients filling beds, but those patients are typically low-margin patients.
The longer patients are admitted, the more lucrative customers, like those seeking elective surgery, are crowded out. If flu-related care leaves hospitals in the red, Bentley says they'll look to make up losses with higher prices next year. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.